Hello and welcome to today's Higher Self Meditation. Please make sure that you are completely comfortable, that you will not be disturbed for the duration of this session. This will allow us for optimal relaxation to connect in to your higher self. Let us begin by breathing deeply to relax and to release the tension of the day. To release the tension of the thoughts in our mind, to activate our senses. Beginning now to take three deep breaths together. Each breath take you closer to creative intelligence, that creative intelligence residing at the state that your higher self is alive and vibrant and radiating your ultimate truth. One, inhaling as fully as you can and expanding your lungs and your belly and holding it for just a moment, and exhale. Two, inhale, feeling relaxing sensations encompassing your body. Hold it now. Exhale. Three, inhaling as much as you can, feeling great power through the oxygenation of your cells, feeling your circulation increase with each breath in and out. Hold it to soak that in, and exhale now. So relaxing still, allowing your eyes to just gently close, taking a sense of vision away. You begin to focus on all the sounds around you in this now moment. Perhaps you can only hear my voice or the recording or the music in the headphones or however you are playing it now. Perhaps there are some noises that you hear in your surroundings. Good, that is good. Activating all of your senses in this present moment, feeling your body, noticing your breath, relaxing your eyes again. Focus on the sensations of your body. What are your fingertips touching? Notice how the palms of your hands feel. Are your feet touching the ground? How the soles of your feet feel. Remembering where your focus goes, energy will flow. So focus your attention now on the soles of your feet, opening up your feet chakras, inviting in that beautiful earth energy to ground you, to nourish you, to replenish you, so you feel supported and secure and safe in this moment. Begin to observe if your orientation shifts as you pull up this earth energy to ground you, to recenter you, to reconnect you to this beautiful planet and all that she has to offer. Endless resources to support you. She is your alliance, if you allow her to be. Taking another deep breath in, holding for one, releasing for one. Now become aware of your head and notice how your scalp feels. Can you sense how extremely powerful your mind can be? Can you become aware of your mind? Can you feel how big your mind is? Our mind linked to our imagination. Our ability to imagine is boundless, is limitless. And in that space, in your imagination, and that spark of creativity, your innovative resources that innovation has no limits. The mind is a powerful thing, and we can be stuck or trapped in the limitations of our stories and our beliefs in the confines of our mind. But expand that awareness further outside of your mind, past your physical senses, moving into the depths of your psychic senses or your extra senses, whatever feels most true to you. Finding that connection and that belief and the faith and the hope and the trust in the all that is, the infinite wisdom that encompasses us in this beautiful universe. Leveraging this power and combining it with a creative imagination, you can experience quantum dimensions and quantum leaps in your own healing, activation, and expansion. So just notice how that feels as you breathe it in. And I'm going to begin to count from 10 to 1. With each number, you will float along the timeline of your past, just observing all the moments of your life. And as they pass by, there's no involvement from you, no involvement with any emotions. You're just floating along as a gentle observer, floating amongst this timeline of your life, all the way to your birth, making your way back to soul level, where you can communicate with your highest self, sometimes even known as the quantum self. This is where you're going to be activating and connecting into that quantum grid of consciousness, remembering the template of your own soul's blueprint, devoid of any experiences or memories from your human experience, and simply reflecting back to you those soul particles that contain the truth of who you are, giving you wisdom, direction, encouragement, knowledge. Counting down now, 10. Letting your mind begin to drift back into time. What were you doing this morning, yesterday, last month? 9. Observing and remembering what you were doing last year. 8. Floating back along your timeline. 5 years go by, 10 years, and more, and your relaxation and your state deepens further still. 7, you drift all the way back to your school days, seeing the moments flash by where you were a teenager, a young child, drifting now through your young childhood days, noticing the places that you lived or called home. Any memories that come, just let them pass by as if you're watching it upon a movie screen. Feeling even more relaxed now. 5. Seeing things from when you were very, very young. Perhaps they are real accounts of memories that you've had, or maybe you can just see the stories you were told about your early childhood now. Remaining that gentle observer, floating by, moving along, becoming even more relaxed now. 4, you can see yourself as an infant, a baby. See these moments as clearly as you can. Before you could talk, seeing people around you, observe any colors or sounds, being that open sponge of soaking in the world around you, feeling more relaxed, centered, still. 2, now you are back in your mother's womb, safe, warm. Quiet, and you feel wanted in the world outside of your mother, knowing that greatness awaits you. You are fully and completely relaxed now. 1, now you are only but a spark of life, conception in your mother, sent from your father. 0. We're passing through back into the spiritual dimension, the place of unlimited awareness. Find yourself weightless, profoundly present in this space and this time, observing whatever you are experiencing now. You sense a presence that is pure, and it is beautiful, and it is supreme. It is the most intelligent presence you have encountered and have ever felt. This presence is your spirit. It is the higher self that is tethered to the divine at all times, the divine supreme creation energy in which you were originated. Notice the qualities of this existence. What is it like? Allow yourself now a moment of silence and stillness. Your higher self is ever present, is always waiting for you to come into this moment, into this space where you can connect, where you can learn, where you can reacclimate to the truth of you. Does the form of your higher essence appear as in this moment? Notice the detail and the quality about this quantum beingness that you are. You are excited that you are here and you are listening, acutely dialed in to the frequency that is you. Listening still. Perhaps you have a question in your heart or your mind, something that you seek, something that you choose to discover about yourself, some direction that you desire. What do you want to know? And the first bit of this knowledge that your quantum self offers you is about you. In your human form, giving you insight about something that you need to know now. Open yourself up to completely receive anything you need to learn and know about this current human incarnation that you are experiencing, this earthly plane. Listen. Listen with an open mind and allow anything in your mind that needs to present itself. Opening the portal of your heart so they may transmit the equalizing energy to balance you and calibrate you to this information. Listen in silence now. Messages you're receiving here and now, you will retain and remember. for the rest of your human life as it has now been imprinted upon your heart, coded within your every molecule of your being. This is a very important moment with your total soul consciousness. Feel that now. You may hear messages in the form of words. You might just have a feeling. Whatever you experience is right for you. There is no judgment in this space. There is no pressure. There is no rushing. There are no expectations. It all just is. Dial in now. Expand your intuitive senses. Allow your intuition to become louder, to speak to you. Increase the volume now. Noticing that in this moment that you're spending with this intuitive force is void of any fears, any worries, or any frets. Fear simply cannot exist. And this divine presence is present. So without any burden of pressure or fear or expectation, for this all-knowing higher essence of you, whatever else you need to know. Perhaps you ask, how can my human incarnation carry out my soul's purpose now? Now listen for the answer without projecting a filter or a need now. Listen in the stillness of your heart. Incarnating as life on earth is a learning experience, kind of like a school. Ask this presence of you now anything you need to know or do as a student of the human form. What lessons are most prominent for you in your now present moment here on the earthly plane? These messages you receive are very important. Relaxing further, becoming one with this information. As you spend this time together, feel into the depths of the gratitude of your soul for being present, for connecting, for not being inundated by the human conditioning and the pressures and the demands of your daily life. Here, you can become completely restored and rejuvenated. Heart and your spirit automatically sift and sort through any problems with ease and grace, providing you with great clarity now. Earth is an opportunity for us to solve any problems, seeking solutions and resolutions so we can fully experience pure paradise. And that paradise is soul self personified. Asking your higher self now anything else that comes to mind. And listen without judgment. Listen without fear. Listen without need. Activating the frequency of allowance, of full receptivity. Listen to truly hear. Do not listen to respond or to react, but listen to absorb this knowledge and this wisdom now. Taking a moment to receive. Solitude and tranquility and the simple knowings, the reminders that you always deserve the best in every situation, the undeservingness, the programs and patterns in your mind. Simply that, just a story that you can detach from at any time you wish. Use your special gifts in this life and share them frequently with others, transforming and alchemizing any unpreferred or negative experience into an optimistic, positive lesson full of blessings. Remembering always to be in the energy of amusement and play, sparking your enthusiasm. And the moments that you find yourself in despair, coming back to love at the epicenter of all, finding yourself to activate the energy and the approach and perspective of honor, honoring of self and honoring of others, always. Come back to this space as much as you can to rejuvenate your mind, body, and spirit. Finding reprieve and respite in this space. And with your next inhale, you are going to find yourself merging fully and completely with the highest essence of you. Your higher self brings you full access to your intuition during every moment of your human life. If you allow yourself to connect completely, becoming a powerful alliance, this powerful force never separating again. Do this now. You are now one with your intuition that guides you while you are in human form, knowing that human form is only a temporary pass. You may ask your intuition anything you want at any time you want, but you must listen with great respect. You are one with your higher self, whole and complete, able to access infinite intuition at any moment of your physical incarnation. Really savor the sensation of this experience, and really savor the sensation of wholeness now. Relaxing further. Very good. Now we're going to travel to an experience in a past life that will allow you to clear anything that could be holding you back or presenting a limitation in your present human life. So begin to float along your timeline again, and begin to count down from 5, and with each number I say, you will get closer and closer to a parallel existence or a past life that you need to witness, one that will allow you to release any limitation, any recurring pattern or recurring theme or karmic loop that you have in place. 5, drifting and floating along your timeline again. 4, 3, 2, allowing for your mind to bring you into a past life, parallel existence, or the point of origin of this limitation or challenge now. You are now there. Gaze around. See what you see. Notice what you notice. Where are you? Notice the details of where you are, what you're supposed to notice here. How do you feel? What kind of people do you know? See this unfold. Taking now into account any special things that are occurring. Allow yourself for any and all blocks and limitations to be freed. Now that you've revisited this space and this time and this dimensional access through the fully complete, wholesome version of you, transcending any block or limitation or recurring theme now. Feel in your body the sensations of these blockages dissipating, dissolving, neutralizing, and being eradicated. Notice how you feel each time something more releases during this special ceremony. You've been waiting for this day for so long. Congratulate yourself on the advancement into complete freedom now. This experience, people you may have known, or the people you will know along in your human life, all reflect back the purest part of you. Feel and see your body glowing with beautiful energy now that you are fully liberated. Now, good. Now completed the spiritual ceremony and experience of this amazing access in the quantum field, and you are completely unblocked. Choose it, implement it, anchor it in. Activating happiness and joy, let your mind float and drift, bringing into your imagination the thought of a beautiful space that you're walking along. It is your sacred space that you may visit at any time to rediscover and restore that sense of liberation, personal freedom. Perhaps it's a beach where you notice the white sand and small waves are lapping against the shore. As you walk and you see things in the sand, like beautiful shells, seaweed, there's a message in the sand for you that you're going to read, captured into the portal of your heart, and that's going to be your access point to move back into your human experience. Lean down, read that message. Place your hand on the sand and erase it. Now begin to write your name in the sand where that message was. Observing the fullness and wholeness of you. Taking a step back, and as you observe your name, you notice a small wave comes in. Gently washes it away. And as it does, it washes away any residual fears and energies, any and all things that have created or caused or contributed to your fears, your doubts, your anguish, your despair. Wave after wave after wave comes in and washes and purifies this from your biofield, from your mind, and from your heart. Completely washes away all your worries until all you see are the beautiful ripples in the sand where your name used to be. You continue to walk along this beautiful beach, noticing the temperature of the weather, perhaps the sun on your skin or a nice breeze flowing through your hair. Hear the waves lapping against the shore, see birds flying overhead. And as you walk a little further, you see a beautiful chair. Sit down, take a rest, gaze out into the beautiful blue ocean. And you sit with such immense amazement and the simplicity of this moment where the horizon and the ocean meet. At that point in the sky, and you are taking in the beauty of the scene. And you see the cloud brewing on the horizon, and as it comes towards you and gets closer, you realize this cloud is intelligent. It is the cloud of infinite knowledge. Any questions that you have, begin to blow them out towards this cloud. Watch as you blow anything that you desire to know, to create, and to be. This cloud grows darker and heavier with rain. It continue to blow, allowing for this cloud of knowledge to soak up anything that you desire or ponder. And as it becomes heavier with the rain, it begins to pour down a warm, gentle rain of purified insight upon the beach and upon where you sit. This beautiful rainstorm is filling you with that same infinite knowledge it beholds. Enjoy this now. Soak in the boundless intelligence. Now that you've had extraordinary, incredible, expanded experiences today, ones that have been imprinted upon you and that will last for your entire lifetime, you're going to come back now to a wakeful awareness, bringing back to the present moment, the earthly plane, all that you have learned and acquired, this newly activated you. One, coming back. Two, feeling good. Three, feeling strong. Four, breathing in that fresh oxygen. Five, feeling complete. Six, feeling whole. Seven, feeling wiser, feeling your body, wiggling your toes. Eight, good, coming back now. Nine, fully present. Ten, awake, happy, and rejuvenated. Enjoy the rest of your day.